Our Holy Gospel this 22nd Sunday after Pentecost comes from the Gospel of Luke in the 18th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city, there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And then the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. Persistence is a strange thing, isn't it? I think there are a few actions that can be seen as both extremely positive and extremely negative, but to act persistently is definitely one of them. To persist can be seen as admirable. You're not giving up. You're always pushing, trying your best. But to persist can also be seen as frustrating, maybe even hurtful. One can persist in such a fashion that they are an annoyance or perhaps harmful to another. I think that in that situation, a synonym for persistence could be pestering. Well, sometimes, though, the value of persistence is in the eye of the beholder. This seems to be the case in our gospel text this morning. Jesus shares this parable of a widow who seeks out justice from a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. We don't know any of the circumstances outside of the fact that this widow is acting for justice against a specific opponent. We don't know if she was stolen from. We don't know if maybe the opponent reneged on an agreement or a contract. But whatever it is important enough that the widow persists in coming to this judge. This judge who seems to have no interest in granting her justice that she thinks she is due. I'll be honest, this text is pretty light on details. We don't know what justice looks like in this scenario. We don't know anything about this widow's opponent, and I suspect that for the disciples, the comparison of petitioning an unjust judge and praying to God for help is actually a slightly troubling one. Is God unjust? Does God only help when we are persistent? And what happens when we are persistent and God does not help us? Jesus asks his disciples rhetorically, "Will God delay long in helping those who cry to him day and night?" Ironically enough, if we look back throughout the history of the people of Israel, the answer could be yes. We've seen it. Jesus is a member of a society that has been dealing with oppression off and on for over 600 years at this point. His people spent multiple generations in exile, all while they prayed for God to restore them to their home. Now, for hundreds of years as well, the Hebrew people were slaves in Egypt, and God tells Moses that the cries of the people were heard by him. But how long were they heard by God before God acted? It is beginning to seem that Jesus is interpreting God's action differently than we might, because it seems to me that God does not always respond quickly in these circumstances. One thing we also know is that God doesn't always show up in the ways that we expect God to. Our first reading today relays to us the story of Jacob wrestling with a man at night. And Jacob himself was in distress. Jacob was about to encounter his brother Esau for the first time in years. When Jacob left, he had stolen the family birthright, and Esau had threatened to kill him. And now Jacob, with family and his many possessions in tow, is about to be confronted by his brother once again. Will Esau's anger still burn hot after all these years? Jacob believes so. And it is in this moment when Jacob is alone and most likely in doubt that he encounters a man who wrestles with Jacob at night. And it is apparent that Jacob recognizes that this is no mere man, but a representative of God. I'll be honest, I think that for Jacob, God's arrival on the scene would be a little bit strange. First, they begin to wrestle, and Jacob refuses to be beaten by this divine person. I imagine that God was probably going a little bit easy on Jacob, but Jacob persists. Jacob refuses to let go, even when his hip is put out of joint. Even though Jacob would be exhausted after all the traveling that he has been doing with his family, combined with the lack of sleep overnight since he wrestles with this man of God till dawn, Jacob persists. And there he is blessed. And it is in this blessing that Jacob is given the confidence to meet his brother once again. It is in this blessing that Jacob is changed as he officially becomes the head of what will be a great nation. It probably wasn't the blessing that Jacob had expected, but it gave him what he needed. But how does Jacob's story help us? He is given a new name. He is also given a pretty bad limp. I'm not sure I like the idea of how persisting helps us when it comes to asking for God's help if it's also going to leave me limping. That's not the best way to encounter God, in my opinion. But there is some truth in it, too. Because if we think we are going to pray to God and persist in asking for God to help us in our daily lives, it's rather arrogant for us to think that we aren't going to be changed by the encounter. And that's the thing about this parable that Jesus shares. It's not about the judge. It's about the widow, a widow who is persistent. And in her persistence, she learns greater endurance. Her voice is heard far more clearly than it has a right to be heard in her society at that time. And in the end, she receives what she asks for. For us, we don't always seem to receive what we ask for. Sometimes I don't think we know what we want or we need. But I think we all recognize that we need God's grace. We all know that without God's help, we wouldn't make it through a single day. And in our receiving God's grace, unearned as it is, we are indeed changed. We are changed, and as we are changed, the world around us changes as well. For we do not interact with God in a vacuum, and we do not interact with the world in a vacuum. How we are present in the world affects our prayers to God, and our prayers to God affect how we go out into the world. It is for this reason, I believe, that we are all invited to persist in prayer. For being more firmly grounded in God, we are also more firmly planted in the work that God gives us in this world. For God will hear our prayers. And through our prayers, we ourselves are indeed changed. God is at work. God hears us. May we trust that in our encountering God through prayer, Scripture, and the holy sacraments, that we will know the work that God is doing. May we see that we are a part of that work. And may we ever persist in seeking out God and God's kingdom wherever we are. Amen.